interesting day, hasn't it? An interesting day, to say the least. As we sit, I'm sitting here waiting for, sitting here to see what happens with the former President Donald Trump, whether or not there's really going to be an arrest. In some ways, I can't believe they'll do that. Never had anything like that in American history, ever. And yet, we'll see. We'll see. Hunter Biden's laptop from hell countersuit could drag Joe's reelection bid, that's for sure. His long-troubled son, Hunter, has all but guaranteed the commander-in-chief will be bringing plenty of baggage on the campaign trail. Of course, that would mean he'd have to be on the campaign trail. So we'll keep an eye on that. Meanwhile, let's talk about United Nations International Day of Happiness. Why not? With the world's smartest man, Jeffrey Ford, the World Genius Directory 2016 Genius of the Year for the United States, TED speaker and author Jeffrey Ford back with us. Jeffrey, good to have you.
It's good to be here.
So what is this United Nations International Day of Happiness? I should have a smile on my face, I guess.
I think that you definitely should. And you better do it in an equitable fashion, too, with nobody any happier than anybody else. It's part of their definition.
It really?
Yes, it really is.
Do tell.
It really is. As a matter of fact, you go to the United Nations website, it says, happiness is a fundamental human goal. The United Nations General Assembly recognizes this goal and calls for a more inclusive, equitable, and balanced approach to economic growth that promotes the happiness and the well-being of all people. So make sure it's equitable. Don't be too happy. Someone else might feel cheated.
Did I laugh? Because
yes,
that gives the impression of being happy, and I apologize for my behavior there. How on earth, I mean, who runs that place? The United Nations. I mean, seriously, who comes up with this? It's just nonsense, Jeffrey.
Well, it would be nice to believe that it's nonsense and not purposeful, wouldn't it be?
Well, yes, I'll give you that. But it seems to me that anything that I do, I'm supposed to feel guilty about. Anything that I do, because the pursuit of happiness for me is like an American thing, right? But I'm supposed to feel guilty about having success, about working hard, about accomplishing things, about earning money and taking care of my selfish needs. Well, you know, that's why I read Ayn Rand. I don't care if people don't like that. That's what drives me is success, right? I don't need to be equitable about that. What I earn, I don't owe to somebody else, do I?
No, I don't think that you do. And I think that that's a huge problem with much of the world today. And also, people will say, well, it's easy for you or somebody to be happier because they have more money or they have this privilege or that privilege. I like what Abraham Lincoln said. He said that people are just about as happy as they make up their minds to be. And I know that's true with me. I could sit around feeling sorry for myself all day. Everybody on earth could. We can all think of reasons to be unhappy, but we can also find things in our life that do make us happy and choose those things.
Absolutely true. But that's not what the United Nations was talking about exactly, is it? I mean, there should be a day of reflection. Of gratitude. To me, that's important, having gratitude for the things that we do have, right? But that's not what they were referring to.
I think gratitude has so much to do with being happy because it makes you self-aware. My grandma, I think you probably had this when you were younger, too. I was told to count my blessings. Now, when I was a young child, I literally thought that meant count your blessings. But it's also to be grateful about those blessings too. And when you do that, you realize just how much you have in life, both to be happy for and also things that you can do to contribute to. It helps you to see your life in a more inclusive fashion, which I think would make the United Nations happy.
Yeah, in a more inclusive fashion. You just had to throw that in, didn't you?
I had to. I just love those buzzwords.
I think that makes you too happy. That's my concern. Jeffrey Ford here, World Genius Directory 2016 Genius of the Year. I think we should strive for some of these things, and I think that we should strive to be as happy as possible, regardless of whether the next person's happy. I think being happy creates, I think joy creates joy. I think joy creates joy, and I think we need more joy in this world. I'll give you the last word here, Jeffrey. You tell me.
I totally agree with you. And my last word, I think, will be my three-step plan on how we can be happy. Number one, choose to be happy. Be self-aware. Know what makes you happy. And do those things more often. Also, get out of your routine once in a while and try something new. And finally, in order to support the United Nations, I say, think global, but first act in your own personal and country's best interest, because we won't be able to help anybody else if we can't help ourselves and our own country here at home.
I think those are three excellent points that you made there. Do happy things, do new things, and think globally, but defend your own happiness first. Jeffrey Ford, thank you very much.
I was very happy to speak with you today.
I'm happy as hell. There you have it. Jeffrey Ford, everybody. He made me laugh. He made me smile. I don't feel guilty about it one little bit either. I'll be back with some final thoughts in this hour after this.
Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.